He doesn't know anybody by that name.
Okay, I wrote him about a week ago asking if I could interview him for about his baseball career.
Oh, well, you'll have to talk to him then.
Okay.
Okay, just a minute.
Thank you.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Don. This is Brent Kelly. I wrote you about a week or so ago asking if I could interview you about
Yeah. Okay. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, sir?
Oh, yeah. I got your letter. I think I'll send it back to you.
Yeah. I got it back today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what this is about. I'm primarily a veterinarian, but I do write for a...
You must have a lot of money because they get paid good, don't they?
Oh, well, the small animal guys do. I do horses, and right now the horse...
I went to the horse races yesterday, and God, I sure love them.
Yeah, they're
a little more money to bet. I think I could make some.
Well, I wish somebody makes some money in the horse business. Right now, it is in real bad situation.
Oh, really?
Yes. The money's not. Pardon?
You mean the tracks?
The tracks? No, the tracks are surprisingly healthy. I work on the breeding end of it. I work on brood mares, and they're just. The money that was there that allowed the people to invest heavily in breeding stock is not there anymore, and everybody's cut back.
Where are you calling from, Mr. Kelly?
Lexington, Kentucky.
You're calling me away from Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
That must be costing a fortune here.
Well, the call will probably end up costing maybe $10, but this thing I will sell for a few dollars more than that. I won't get rich off of it, but...
What's the deal on this?
Well, it will appear in a magazine called Sports Collector's Digest, and that is exactly what it says. It is geared to people who collect all baseball cards and sports memorabilia and autographs and things like that.
Want to buy some baseball cards, Mr. Kelly?
Do I want to? You have some?
Yeah, they're 1952. They're 1952 American and National League team. It's tops.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're worth a bunch of money.
No. These are all reprints. But they're worth $300-$400 now.
I bet they are. Yeah. Yeah, the reprint was a...
Now, that the Topps didn't put the 1952, that's American National League players.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make many of those.
No.
I know they're reprints, but there's 400 of them, and they should be worth something, shouldn't they?
I understand. Now, in this magazine, they have ads. I believe I saw an ad where someone was... offering to buy some reprint sets for like $350.
That's what they're worth, $350. Yeah. That's what the guy told me, the card shop, yeah.
And they didn't, I think when they sold them for like $35 or $40, didn't they?
I think so. Well,
yeah.
They got a set quite a long time ago.
Yeah, they've been out, what, 6 or 7 years, 8 years?
Oh, they've been out more than that. I got that set, that 52 set, I got it in about 1970.
Oh, has it been that long back?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, a long time ago. Okay, now what is it? Get down to our business. I don't know what it costs.
Okay.
Money.
Okay. Well, that's no problem. What is the magazine? In addition to being a marketplace for baseball cards and selling souvenirs, they also print interviews, and I do a lot of the interviews for them. I usually have it's a weekly publication. I'll usually have 3 a month in, and basically. I just talk with a player, and I, since I get to choose the player, I choose players that I was partial to when I was a kid, and I know a little bit about, very little in some cases, but they print this, and we just talk about the